This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I have not intentionally visited schools that are underperforming.
Wow, Betsy DeVos loved up a question big time on 60 Minutes. She's getting skewered, but so much else is happening that's at the heartbeat of what's going on in America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say that this show is at the crossroads of that. All that we're talking about over our fences, or at least when we're pumping gas, except for New Jersey where it's illegal. Betsy DeVos, the U.S. Education Secretary, was on 60 Minutes over the weekend saying she had no idea whether the state's schools were better or worse off because of her school choice efforts. DeVos is a former Republican Party chairwoman in Chicago. That's part of the problem. And, of course, the position that she holds, U.S. Education Secretary, for goodness sake, why wouldn't she have had those numbers by her side or someone had, you know, someone on the staff even? Hello, fill her in. So she had been shining a light to people on the movement of privatization public education by working to create programs and pass laws that require the use of public funds to pay for private school tuition in the form of vouchers and similar programs. She'd also been a big force behind the spread of charter schools, rather, in Michigan, most of which have recorded student test scores in reading and math below the state average. In other words, a lot of the schools in Michigan are not meeting the minimums. So the Detroit Free Press has been riding DeVos hard. They did a bunch of articles about her record in Michigan, and this is an important piece of where it's all headed. So lots of choices, huge urban network of charter schools, but it's quality they are searching for. And what is dysfunctional is spreading. At the center of some of this is Betsy DeVos, because she was a West Michigan advocate whose family had contributed millions of dollars to the cause of school choice and unregulated charter expansion throughout Michigan. And this one couldn't have been more controversial. DeVos leading the Department of Education, you just heard one of her comments there. This is not the only thing, as I said right at the top, that's being talked about. The stock market and what's happening, whether it's rocking too much in a downward trend or what is it. I say it's just a little bit of a downward trend, depending on the stock, and then it bounces back. But I'm no stockbroker, so do not take stock advice from me. There you go. Because I have a cracked crystal ball. It's cracked. It doesn't read right. It's cracked. It's cracked. It's cracked. Speaking of cracked, the Russian investigation, the Republican-led House finds no evidence of collusion. Well, go figure that. No collusion, which is a big wow for the president and the few inner circle people that remain. The investigation's abrupt end underscores the bitter partisan divide we can see that is certainly smashed against this committee's work and the pressure on the Senate Intelligence Committee to come out with a credible bipartisan report from its own Russian probe. It just broke the camel's back, you know what I'm saying? That proverbial straw really does exist, and it really only goes so far. So the press tweeted this out. The House Intelligence Committee has, after a 14-long in-depth investigation, found no evidence of collusion or coordination between the Trump campaign in Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. That was tweeted out by the president himself, Donald Trump. The Republicans said no evidence of collusion. and an outline of their draft report, says the former Russian cyber attacks on U.S. political institutions in 2015 and 2016, the use of America's European allies, and a lackluster pre-education response by the U.S. government to Russian actions. The lackluster comment is a dig at the previous administration. So, as I just said, that information, all which is freely given at these conventions, has to be taken with a grain of salt. And you heard the man earlier talking about brackets. If you fill out a bracket, someone's looking over your shoulder to try to copy that sucker. But it's amazing what goes into it and what goes out with these referrals. But referrals and the rest of it is not going to knock it down. So, not to make a confusing statement, but to try to sort it all out, wow, wow, and wow. You have to have the patience of Job these days versus doing it as quick as you can, if you know what I mean. And it's in looking across the board at all the commonalities and looking at what we're talking about, the stories, etc. In some cases, that's one of them. In some cases, people were smart and they got the training they needed so that if somebody near them started to have a heart attack, there's a good chance they could help them live. And thinking of so many others who haven't been in that position makes you want to somehow contribute. It really does. Somehow. Somebody who could contribute but will play it close to the vest will be Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, the former porn star who says she had an affair with the president, ordered Monday to give back $130,000 payment to the Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. In return, she wants to walk away from an agreement she reached in October 2016 with Cohen to keep quiet about the alleged tryst. So not too many people knew what happened there. Just that there was a payment, there was a name change, and a few other things that changed that made a couple of people turn a corner, let's say, in the speaking world. Remember, there's a temporary restraining order against Daniels in a secret arbitration proceeding, I guess, is what they would call it. Late last month, Daniel responded by filing a lawsuit arguing that he agreed, with Cohen, the lawyer, was invalid, said it was all invalid because it was never signed by Trump. This is just legal machinations if you tuned in. It's just the legalities, the formalities of it all. And it all comes down to the $130,000 payment. That's what it comes down to. Whether people believe or don't believe in the rap. I think there's a command of what can happen in a courtroom and those who can't command it. So we'll see where that all lands. Mail, lots of it from the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, what? Papers, what? Packages, delivered by carrier, train, and selling, paper delivered, paper post, regardless of sunshine or rain.
Take in the mailbag.
Train and plane sent into carrier train delivered to home and person sent letters, packages, paper train and plane sent delivered to roost regardless of sunshine or rains.
Kate Delaney, we're checking the mailbag. A deep dive inside. Lots of mail. Here we go. Yes, lots of emails. And a lot of emails on Stormy Daniels. So I just picked out a couple of them. One was from Jeff, who says, Kate, I'm sorry. I'm one of those people that I'm supporting the president. And I listen to people's arguments, and some of them make some valid points. But, you know, here's the bottom line. He's our president. Love him, hate him, don't like decisions. You've said it yourself. Nothing is ever 100%. Stormy Daniels, did she, didn't she? What's the scoop? What's the $130,000 payment? I don't care. And I have to be honest, it was President Obama and the same nonsense was going on. I would say the same thing. Just my 2 cents. All right, this one is from Jake in Austin, and he says, Stormy Daniels, lover, hater, can't stand porn, whatever, doesn't matter. He definitely, I think, even though it's allegedly, had something to do with her. Otherwise, why are you paying her hush money? But the bottom line is, none of that came out until he was elected president, until now. So Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, we don't care. We don't want to hear your story. And you can parade around all you want, get all the publicity you want. I hope you make some money on it. But the bottom line is, all that matters is, was the payment to Stormy Daniels something that broke the law? And I've heard lots of different versions of this. Kate, what do you think? Well, the lawyer got a temporary restraining order against Daniels in this secret arbitration proceeding late last month. So then she responded by filing a lawsuit arguing the agreement she reached was invalid because it wasn't signed by the president. So all the details of this affair and public sparring and all of that kind of stuff have put this on the map. And the White House is just trying to do what you would do in the White House. It's challenging, so you're juggling it. And you're juggling other important pieces of conversation that are happening across the U.S. And it's, are you kidding me? North Korea, Kim Jong-un, a meeting? Wow. Or talking about what happened in Florida and the repercussions of that. And will there be anything federally, law-wise, that comes down as a result of it? That's part of the other part of the conversation and everything else, you know, mixed in between. So not to say that this isn't a big story and wouldn't get some attention, absolutely. But the story is, and part of the story was there any law broken? And that's worth talking about. That's worth asking the question. Did it break the law? Because that's what a lot of lawyers are digging into. And some, you know, like some of these finance watchdog organizations are saying that it raises red flags, but finance violations, probably not. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, aka CREW, is arguing that the president may have run in the wrong direction and broke the rules by requiring, when he was required to list the personal debts on a financial disclosure form, that would also stick out. Whew. So, a campaign contribution, I guess that you could look at. If it violated that, then definitely there's not much you can do. That's pretty much right there. But it is intriguing, isn't it? There's always somebody that comes out of the woodwork with the last president, too. I mean, there's these crazy allegations start to fly around. True, untrue, want to know more details. I think it's split based on the emails I've gotten, 50-50 rather, with the people who are listening to America Tonight. Some of you think it's ridiculous, rip the cover off of it. Others say, ugh, please, do we care? Do we need to hear this? Does it affect our lives? So again, do we care? Is it going to affect our lives, etc.? That's the kind of questions many of you asked as well. Let's move to this one. This one is from Karen, who says, wow, how about the fact that what's happening in the United States has rocked people so much that young people have become politically active? And Kate, I see as many voters as we can have, the better. On another question, if you'll allow me, what happened with the Republicans and the bill they were talking about reaching compromise on the tariffs? Well, what happened is the Republican leadership, they're trying to downplay the showdown, but they did have a showdown with the president over the taxes, the tariffs, whatever you want to call it. And the lawmakers say they believe in the White House, and they'll ultimately narrow the financial penalties after initially only providing exceptions for Canada and Mexico. In fact, Senator John Cornyn, I heard him today, Republican of Texas, predicted there would be a back-and-forth period between congressional Republicans and the Prez before the tariffs are implemented, if they are ever implemented. That's the question you have to ask yourself after that. For the penalties, they should kick in within the next 15 days or so. So there you have it. It seemed like there was a good chance that legislation was going to pass, but not as of now. All right, this one is from Sally, and Sally says, Kate, I have to chuckle whenever I hear your what you call cheap movie reviews. They are bleak, my friend, although I think I agree some of what you're choosing as movies because you've told us when you've gone to see the movies. Therefore, I give you cred. If you're going to talk about the movie and you've been to it, and you want to trash it, give it a thumbs up. That makes complete sense to me. Mm. All right, how about this? This one is from Thomas, who says, "Hi, Kate, now that the Olympics wrapped up, you'll have more time on your hands. What are you going to do, practice that golf swing?" I can hear that sarcasm coming out of that meeting. How about rest? I don't know. No, it's interesting. You know, I think people come in a couple of different buckets, but doer, stagnant, live in a box, stay in a box, you know what I'm getting at. I think it's kind of all over the map is what I think. How about if you just feel like what you're doing? Whatever you feel like is familiar, whatever you have in your life that makes a routine, I say have at it. And by the way, here's this question from Bob, listening to us in Delaware, rather, asking about my bracket and who I think will win the overall tournament. Well, that's a huge mouthful because I haven't seen any of the tournament yet. In the next couple days, I will. But I think Villanova's going to win. I'm not saying that just because I'm from back east, because I've seen a few of their games this year, and if they get a chance, because they're shooting percentage from Freedom Land, which I call the three-point line, anywhere in that arc, has been really abysmal. But it used to be sort of a, not sort of, it was a signature. Before, it was a signature move, getting people to ultimately sign. So maybe number four helps. If nothing else, it's a smart reason to bring them in, and that's the reason why. I even saw an odds sheet for every team in the NCAA tournament and where they fall. All over the place. The Penn Quakers, they could be an upset victim. They could, and victimize somebody. So could Wright State Raiders. They played really, really well in the last 8 or 10 games, and they look like they will be tricky. A little bit tricky. How about this? This one is from, wow, if I can get this name right. I'm going to just say Marty for short because you've written Marty. Marty Mueller, how much longer does the investigation go on? What do you say? Oh, I say he's just going to keep on rolling. No plug in sight to unpull at this point, despite the criticism. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side. Show me all the perfect sound.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Yeah, look around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room,
in the whole wide room.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three.
So we're talking about humor, and it's funny, when you say the word humor, it means different things to different people, I think. I think a day without humor, to me, is like a day without 10 cups of coffee. Casey McNeil joins us now. He is so funny. He is a radio and TV personality, a speaker. He's open for many legends, a comedian himself. Again, just has an incredible body of work. He's been in a ton of movies, so I know that you have seen this face. But we're speaking to him. This is audio, so you're going to have to go and look him up. And it's a handsome, funny guy. Casey, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Great to be here.
So, humor. This is such a broad question, but when someone says, hey, what's funny? And that's a tough question to answer. What do you say?
Well, essentially funny, I think, is when, I mean, there's different libraries in the school of what is funny. And basically anything that makes people laugh is funny. But there's a few common things that they've determined about it. One most particularly is when you have a line that's like a punchline, so to speak, that refutes assumptions that are made by the story that set it up. For example, something happened to me last night. Middle of the night, this crazy woman starts pounding on the door of my hotel room. So, you know, I had to get up and let her out. And So you see, now this is an example of why when you have a punchline that refutes the assumptions made by the setup, whenever there's surprise involved, something funny happens.
Right. I love that. Well, that's like reverse engineering. And you know what? It takes a big brain to do that. It's tough. You got to sit and think about that for a couple of seconds. So it's not what's obvious head on. It's doing what I call reverse engineering. And what you say is, you know, turning around the assumption. And people have certainly made a great living on that, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, indeed, indeed. And that's the thing. Basically, when you can bring surprise into an element that actually works the left and right side of the brain together, they say, and it's sort of in the middle where you get the joke, so to speak. So your brain is functioning in its highest form when you laugh and get the joke.
So when you speak, let's just take speaking, for example. When you're out there speaking, you speak to different groups, and you're Mr. Funny, you get it. How do you know what's appropriate? How do you know what will most likely land? Let's say you had a corporate gig.
Well, you know, this is sort of a published thing to do. They say feel out the audience, you know, which in and of itself can be very fun, although illegal in some states. When you understand what is going to be jokes that have a target that is sort of well-known subjects of commonality, but targets that aren't going to be harmed by what is said, which is why they always say making yourself the butt of the joke can be great, but when you're trying to be a subject matter expert on the stage, that can be tough. So when you want to take something in hand to make a joke about it, it's nice when you can take something that's not too hot of a topic. You know, like at corporate gigs, you know, they always want you to make jokes about the CEO. Not a good idea. You know, they will. They go, oh, he loves it. He loves it when you make fun of him. Yeah, maybe he does, but I'm not willing to bet my paycheck on it. So
right.
You got to use things that are subjects that have commonality. People can identify with it. That's why we get that element, oh, it's funny because it's true. You know, if somebody can identify with something, that's great. Then when you can add that surprise element to it that makes it funny, also great. So I think that using subject lines that have to do with the topic that you are speaking on is a good idea. And they're not that hard to find. Everybody's got their own personal stories, and you can also look some up. And as long as you're quoting a source, you know, it doesn't matter. Funny is funny.
Yeah, funny is funny. I like that. Yeah, I think there's generational humor, though, too. Millennials, what they might find funny, and you might disagree with me, could be very different from an older crowd, a gray-haired crowd, that, let's say. Do you think so?
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, for example, the kind of jokes that'll play on a cruise ship for the blue hairs of the world, so to speak, to me, it's a lower-hanging bar. It's lower-hanging fruit. It's a much easier bell to ring, so to speak, than with the younger folks because they've been raised on Family Guy. So, you know, in a cartoon like that, you could tell every joke in the universe in 25 minutes, you know, and make it funnier than somebody standing there trying to deliver the joke to you singularly. So they like everything immediately. They like everything fast, and they want it to be funnier than the last thing that they heard. So they are tough.
That is tough. I'm just thinking right now, that's making me sweat as I sit here and think about Family Guy and what he's done with that animated character and that and the direction that that goes. And you're right, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's almost like how humor used to be, right? It was that one, two, three, that kind of rhythm that if you went to comedy classes that they taught you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so while I've seen that and I've said, well, have they eliminated the need for individuals to stand in front of people and make them laugh? Gratefully, I have found the answer to be, I don't think so, because there are still plenty of people, Louis C.K., you know, lots of guys out there that still work in front of people and still make them laugh, and people will still pay to see them, and, you know, everybody wants something to be funny. You've got the what's in it for me when somebody gives a public speech. You got the what's in it for me thing. Then you have the WIBF, will it be funny, you know? It's sort of like a radio station that you're not necessarily looking for in the morning when you're passing through the radio stations on your car, but when you find it, you're really glad that you did, so you tune in. So humor, I don't think, hurts any presentation aside from, you know, announcement of layoffs and that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, but otherwise you can use it. Yeah, fair game. I think it kind of cuts through sometimes whatever it is. Like you're saying, it doesn't matter what it is you're talking about. If you're an expert on whatever subject, there's something about humor, and you mentioned it about the two sides of the brain, getting in that really the sweet spot is the middle spot and people getting it. And do you just know, for you especially, right, because you've done this for so long, what's that feeling like when you know you've landed it?
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world, and it's one of the reasons why I recommend strongly that anybody that speaks in front of audiences have humor ready, have a humorous story, a humorous anecdote, a joke that comes from a book even, or something like that, because when we all get the joke, people connect with you in a certain way that you know that we're all on the same page. You know you have them, I don't want to say you have them where you want them, but you have them where they want you. You have them right where they want you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you connect in it in such a profound way.
Yeah, boy, so true. So would you recommend that speakers, anybody listening, that they take improv or comedy or something to get themselves maybe a little looser or thinking a little differently?
I strongly recommend that somebody have coaching and mentoring mechanisms at their disposal. If going to a class it works well for you, try it out. You don't know if it's going to work well or not work well until you do it. If you're scared, you know, that's good. Scared is good because you're going to be scared when you do anything humorous and when you stand up in front of people or any other thing. So embrace the scared and go for it, because telling a joke when you're scared is one of the greatest things in the world, especially when it works out.
Yeah.
So I say, yes, go to those classes. To the degree you can do classes, if you can have a mentor that you pay, a coach, somebody that helps you with it or listens to what you do, that's great. There are also great books out there that not so much the, you know, how to write comedy and how to write humor, although those are also there. There are books on quotes for speakers, stories for speakers, humorous anecdotes for speakers. And you can find these sorts of things online. But if you go into a bookstore and actually look at the resource section, I like the way books are organized for these because they're topically related. Like these are jokes about time management. These are jokes about office politics. These are humorous stories about communication. And these things exist so that you can actually access something to get on that plane with other people. You don't have to be a professional stand-up comedian. You don't have to feel like you're stealing other people's things. You're using tools to help entertain your audience to keep the presentation fresh.
Yeah. You've done TV, commercial work, of course, film. You know, you were in Dumb and Dumber, Independence Day, Stephen King's The Stand, Mobsters and Mormons, Spotlight. Of all of the, and this is a tough question, but let's say of all the movies that you've done, what was the best set that you were on?
The best that I was on was actually on a movie called Stronger that I did with Jake Gyllenhaal and Tatiana Buss-Lani. I'm brutalizing her name. She's from the Orphan Black. She's probably her
yeah.
Best famous, famous Orphan Black. And Jake Gyllenhaal plays the true story about the man that lost his legs and the marathon bombing. No humor there. But on this particular set, I remember going on the set and I had to pretend to eat a meal for about 4 hours. In Panama, it was like I had to pretend to eat this meal. And we were put in the set in this restaurant place. And often they sit us someplace before they take us to the actual set. But we were in the set and didn't realize it. And then they brought the food out. And there was a gal sitting next to me, very nice, had like 12 cups of coffee empty around the bottom, talking very chatty and that sort of thing. And it turned out to be Tatiana. And, you know, we didn't know. You're not meant to talk to the big power stars. You know, unless they talk to you. But she was really nice. It was awesome. And aside from that, making made-for-TV German movies have been my favorites.
I like that, German.
Seriously, they film made-for-TV movies that are made for German TV. The set is meant to be in New York. They film them here in Boston.
Wow.
They're my favorite sets to work.
Speak any German?
I don't speak German at all. They speak English. They speak German and a quasi German and English. If I have any line that gets post, the post production edits put my words in German. So I don't know. So there are American actors and German actors and actresses. So there's two or three famous German actors and actresses, and then the rest of us are all Americans around it. But they're very nice. The crew treats everybody on the set like they're the same, whether it's the big star or the guy who, you know, holds the mic.
Love it. Casey McNeil, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate.
I am a disco. I am in the Taco Bell. I am a disco. I am in the Gates of Hell.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
To suggest that someone as qualified and respected as Merrick Garland doesn't even deserve a hearing, let alone an up or down vote, to join an institution as important as our Supreme Court, when two-thirds of Americans believe otherwise, that would be unprecedented.
They're my father, who ran the smallest of small businesses from a room in our basement, took me with him as he made the rounds to his customers, always impressing upon me the importance of hard work and fair dealing.
The president has spoken, and he nominates the man you just heard, Merrick Garland. The big question, who is Merrick Garland? If you talk to super conservative Republicans, they say too liberal. If you talk to super liberal people inside the Beltway, which I did today, they say not very liberal, somewhere in between. But the bottom line is this. Will he get through the Senate nominating process or get booted in the end? I think we know the answer to that. I'm going to let you all chime in. 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate here on America Tonight as we traverse through the nooks and crannies. Joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, legal and constitutional scholar Byron Henry. He's with Sheaf and Stone. He is a partner in the appellate law section of that law firm, with this practice focusing on the areas of business litigation and civil appeals, by the way. And as I said, he is a constitutional scholar, perfect guy for us to have on the show. Byron, thanks for coming on.
Great to be with you, Kate.
So you heard the announcement. What was your initial reaction?
Well, brutally honest, my initial reaction was that the nomination by President Obama of Chief Judge Merrick Garland was a basically sort of a sacrificial lamb type, so to speak, because President Obama does not believe that the Republican Congress or Republican Senate is going to relent and actually hold hearings. Therefore, he picked an older, more moderate, more difficult person for Republicans to argue against and make it very political, very difficult for them politically in this campaign season with the presidential election coming up, without going to the young, ideologically liberal stars on the bench that liberals can draw on if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency. He basically puts someone out there that's less liberal, older, he's white, he's a white male, and therefore, you know, if he doesn't get through, that's fine. He still has a good job on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals as chief judge, but it did not throw one of the more up-and-coming stars of the Democratic Party on the bench to the wolves, so to speak, to just kind of die on the vine in this bitter, bitterly fought presidential campaign year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the president had considered him before, but ultimately the two appointments he had, or the nominations he had, went to Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, not in his direction. So this was a way to come back. And as you mentioned, he is the chief judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. In fact, he was appointed, people might remember, by Bill Clinton in 1997. So what is the upside, I suppose? Let's look at it from two different angles. What's the upside for the Prez in doing this? Is he kind of saying to the Republicans who were putting it out there that this isn't the time to nominate, there's not enough time left in the year, and this should be really the job of the next president? Is it kind of saying to them, no, I'm the president still, and I'm going to do this?
Well, I think it's more than just that, because the president certainly has the constitutional authority and discretion to nominate an associate justice, even if it's the last day of his term. So he can do that. I think what the message really is to the Republicans are, you say you won't even hold hearings, you won't even consider a nominee, so what I'm going to give you is basically the prototypical consensus nominee whom both Orrin Hatch and others in the Senate, Chuck Grassley and others, have commended on the floor when he was nominated in the past for the Circuit Court of Appeals as being very moderate, as being distinguished, as being brilliant. And so therefore he's going to basically call their bluff, so to speak, and say, okay, I didn't nominate a firebrand. I didn't nominate someone with a past. I nominated a career prosecutor, public servant, an all-around well-respected jurist with no negative marks in his record or in his past. And let's basically see you not even consider a nominee that you would have begged for 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I was right after I was reelected. And I think that's really what this is about.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that Garland said today was, fidelity to the Constitution and the law has been the cornerstone of my professional life, that it's about the Constitution. As somebody who is a constitutional scholar, is that true?
Well, I mean, certainly, let's put it this way. All terms are relative. Moderates, relative, dedication to the Constitution is relative. Every Supreme Court justice would say, liberal or conservative, they're dedicated to hewing close to the Constitution. The issue here is, this is not going to be about Chief Judge Garland. The issue is not about his ideology or his credentials, because the Republicans drew a line in the sand, I think smartly on this occasion, by the way. They drew the line in the sand before the nomination was made so that they could say, honestly, it didn't matter who was nominated. They weren't going to hold hearings. And they're basically invoking the Biden rule that basically says, if we're in a bitterly fought campaign season, presidential election year, in the last year of a president's term, we are not going to basically throw a nominee to the wolves, or we're not going to have that bitter confirmation fight in that kind of a campaign season. And basically the president said, okay, I'm going to give you a nominee, the most conservative or least liberal nominee you could ever hope to get from a President Obama or a President Hillary Clinton, and see if you're going to stick to your guns.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this happen. Do you think it's going to be a short process or a long process? And, of course, I'm asking you to look at a crystal ball. I think it'll drag out maybe a little bit.
Well, no, I mean, that's the easy answer, since I've already gone on record in a lot of forums saying I believe the Republican Senate is basically pot committed on this, meaning they're all in with all their chips in the middle of the table. They're not going to hold hearings. They're not going to do the courtesy round that is typical of all Supreme Court nominations. They're not, so there is nothing to drag out. I mean, will it drag out in the public, meaning will there be calls to do for the Senate to do their job and quit violating their constitutional duty? That's going to drag out as long as the nomination. So there is no process, because the Republican senators, Mitch McConnell in particular, who controls basically the floor of the Senate, and Chuck Grassley, who controls the Judiciary Committee, have said there will be no process. Nothing is going to start, so nothing will be dragged out.
Yeah, just in the media and in the public.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Byron Henry, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
You're sure welcome, Kate. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. Good stuff. So you heard him say, he's right. They threw down the gauntlet at the beginning. So if I'm a strategist, that is the right move to make, because the chances of doing the let's just have the show, let's just do the circus, even though we're going to say no, is really not that good. I said at the beginning of the hour, 1,000 to 1, you know, come on. So the White House keeps pushing that he has more federal judicial experience than any other Supreme Court nominee in history, because he's got 19 years on the D.C. Circuit Court, and you know, that's really considered the second most important court. And if you look at the investigations that he's led, the case against Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh certainly was one of those. You know, it's interesting, because somebody said to me, well, wait a second, don't just necessarily assume that. If Garland succeeds in getting the seat of Justice Antonin Scalia, he would be the rival to Scalia's very, very colorful writing style. So, you know, that's considered to be, as somebody said to me today, you know, look at some of the cases that are up, and look what he could be a part of if he were to be nominated. But to Byron Henry's point, it's not going to happen, because if they've said, if the Senate Republicans, you know, Mitch McConnell coming out today, we're not going to do it, we're not going to have the hearings, then it's not going to happen. They control that process. In fact, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Senator Orrin Hatch had to say. And you know, Byron mentioned this. If you go back to 2010, when it was Justice John Paul Stevens, they were looking for a successor, Orrin Hatch, Republican senator, called him a consensus nominee. So now, what is Hatch saying about this nomination and this process? Has he changed his tune in 2016? Find out on the flip side.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.